Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ellie and Lola with your 11 a.m. Zedliners. In local news, lethal dose of morphine given to Sheila, through it all, a failure of everybody involved. A coronial inquest into the death of Queensland grandmother who was given a lethal dose of morphine has entered its second day. Sheila Thurlow died in June 2022 after a procedure to insert a pain pump into her spine went wrong. During the surgery, pain specialist and primary proceduralist Dr. Navid Amiribadi administered a single dose of 100 milligrams of morphine to Mrs. Thurlow. The amount was 1,000 times the intended dose of 100 micrograms, and she later died. The circumstances surrounding the 85-year-old's death are now the subject of an inquest which is being held in Brisbane.
Former A Current Affair reporter and journalist Benjamin McCormack has been charged with multiple charges of child abuse material offences. He was arrested over the weekend for 65 counts of using a carriage service to share child abuse material across Queensland. McCormack did not appear at the Queensland Magistrate Court on Monday and will remain in custody until a return to the case next month.
In national news, the Victorian Law Commission has launched a review into legislation surrounding land ownership after a couple built their home on the wrong block. Marlene and David Moore have been facing the Victorian Law Commission after they mistakenly built their house on the wrong part of the suburban block in Capella Down. The Supreme Court ruled that they didn't not have the justification to grant the house back to the couple with no compensation. The review will cover a range of court issues, including the ordering of land sales, ordering the removal of improvements, transfer of titles, or requiring the landowner to pay the home builder compensation. The discussion between the Moors and the owner of the Camper Down block are still ongoing, as Marlene hopes for a resolution soon.
South Australia's State Library has been deemed the second most beautiful library in the world by global rankings. Victorian State Library was named in the top 10, claiming 7th spot. The Global Literary Tourism Initiative, 1,000 Libraries, placed the Adelaide Library ahead of other top runners such as Germany, France, Austria, Switzerland and England's Oxford University in the 2025 awards. Trinity College Dublin came in first place. In international news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has discussed the war in Gaza during a phone call with French President Emmanuel Macron overnight. The leaders focused their discussions on their commitment to aiding civilians and their support for a two-state solution. Albanese and Macron agreed to meet again during the UN General Assembly, where France plans to recognise Palestinian statehood. The summit will take place in New York in September. Pro-Palestinian activists remain critical of the very little action the Australian government is taking to address Israel's genocide in Gaza.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with the expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.